And that would be thanks to special guest Amy Goyer, AARP's intergenerational expert. She provides expertise on a variety of family issues, from grandparenting, parenting, and other family relationships to multi-generational living, family history, and just about anything that pertains to families. She has a regular column on AARP.org, is an AARP media spokesperson, and she's a regular guest on AARP Radio. Amy, welcome to Boomer Nation.
To be here.
Absolutely wonderful to have you, Amy. And I understand, folks, Amy's mother, who is how old?
84,
just came out of a very successful surgery. Congratulations to all
Thank
of you.
Thank you. Wonderful. We're very, very pleased that she's gotten this far.
That is wonderful news. I'm glad to hear it. Okay, so now you have a reason to have a family reunion.
That's right.
Let's talk about family reunions. It's Memorial Day weekend, and we have the whole summer ahead of us. Give us some, what are some options for family reunions? Does it always have to be in the backyard?
No, you know, there's a lot of different ways to do family reunions, and in fact, spontaneous family reunions happen all the time around occasions like Memorial Day gatherings, birthdays, graduations, anniversaries, weddings. You might have something that's kind of a naturally occurring family reunion, or you might plan a really special one, and that can be anything from, you know, a gathering at someone's house, at a state park, at or even a cruise. Many families do things like cruises together.
Ooh, okay. And yeah, or a theme park or something.
Yeah, a destination reunion, we like to call them, where everyone goes. My family did that years ago. We all went to Disney World, and we had all the kids and aunts and uncles and everyone. It was really a fun time.
Does that give you time to visit, though?
Well, the important thing with family reunions is you want to have the right balance of planned activities and downtime so that people do have the opportunity to interact, that the generations get to interact together and really have the relationship building aspect of it.
Okay, so that sounds like I never would have thought of that. So is that maybe a mistake we make in planning a family reunion?
Sometimes we overplan. You know, you want to be careful about overplanning because some family members really just want to get together and hang out and talk and reminisce, look at old photos, tell family stories. Others might get kind of bored with that, so they want to go for a hike or they want to play a game or go to a movie or do, you know, more planned activities together. So it's really good to have a balance, not just these organized things.
Okay. So are there any other maybe mistakes we make that you can alert us to?
Well, you know, one of the biggest mistakes that family reunion planners make is that they try to